This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. 900 megawatt Arunthad hydropower project sees breakthrough of its tunnel. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says government prioritizes development of country's energy sector. Theoretical discussion on budget announced for next fiscal year concludes in National Assembly. Nepal playing its first match against Netherlands in men's T20 World Cup today. And vote countings of Lok Sabha election in India continue. Prime Minister Modi's party likely to fall short of majority. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the government has placed the development of the energy sector in high priority. Inaugurating the breakthrough of the tunnel of 900 megawatt Arunthad hydropower project based at Amrang of Makalu Rural Municipality 5 in Sangkhwar Sabha today, the Prime Minister stated that the government has accorded high priority to the infrastructure development. He also asserted that Nepal is moving ahead, prioritizing graduation to a developed country status in 2026 and attaining the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. On the occasion, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Shakti Bahadur Basnet, expressed his hope that the project will contribute significantly to the promotion of Nepal's energy sector. The minister also reminded of the government's target of generating 28,500 megawatts of electricity in the next 12 years. The project is being developed by India's public company, Satluj Jal Vidyut Nigam. Lawmakers from the ruling and opposition parties have been deliberating on various aspects of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Taking part in the deliberation, lawmaker Dr. Swarnim Wagle of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party said that the budget for the next fiscal year has announced a new phase of economic reforms. Similarly, lawmaker Ram Kumar Rai opined that the next fiscal year's budget will win the confidence of Nepali people. However, lawmaker Rajendra Prasad Pandey of the CPN Unified Socialist said that there are contradictions in the tax system announced in the budget for the next fiscal year. Similarly, lawmaker and president of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Rajendra Lingden, described the budget for the next fiscal year as traditional. Visiting Deputy Vice President of Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Jonathan Brooks, today paid a courtesy call on Finance Minister Bursaman Poon. The delegation led by Brooks called on the Finance Minister Poon at the Ministry of Finance in Simadarbar. During the meeting, Minister Poon said that the government is committed to concluding the projects under the MCC within the deadline. Brooks received updates regarding the progress in the construction of electricity transmission line and roadways projects implemented under the MCC. A 315-kilometer transmission line and a roadway project will be developed within the next 5 years under the MCC project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। Finance Minister Bursaman Poon says the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 is production-focused instead of being distributive. Responding to the queries raised in the National Assembly meeting today, Minister Poon said that the budget is focused on institutionalizing the economic achievements obtained in the past while incorporating the objective needs of the country in the changing global context. He also argued that the budget would increase production and create more employment opportunities within the country. Now a sports news update. Nepal is playing its first match against the Netherlands in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024. The match is scheduled to start at 9:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time in Dallas of US. Nepal is planning to start the tournament with a victory. This is the second time that Nepal is participating in the T20 World Cup. It was back in 2014 that Nepal debuted debutant in the World Cup. This is the seventh match of the World Cup and first of Group D. Group D comprises Nepal, the Netherlands, Sri Lanka, South Africa and Bangladesh. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has extended best wishes to the Nepali cricket players for the excellent performance in the ICC T20 World Cup ongoing in the US and the West Indies. Issuing a press note today, Prime Minister Dahal believed that the World Cup would further glorify Nepal's identity. He said that he was confident that Nepali team achieves a historic victory. Meanwhile, the match between Nepal and the Netherlands under the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket tournament will be broadcast live for the public from three different locations in Kathmandu. Kathmandu Metropolitan City is organizing live screenings of the first match of Nepal in Tudikal, Thinkune and Handigaon of Kathmandu, free of cost for all. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. As India's election results become clearer, with hundreds of millions of votes counted and leads solidifying on most of the country's 543 seats, the world's and history's largest democratic exercise appears to have thrown up some big surprises. According to the Al Jazeera, as counting progressed on Tuesday, the governing Bharatiya Janata Party BJP of Prime Minister Narendra Modi looked likely to fall short of the 272-seat mark that signifies a majority in the 543-member Lok Sabha, which is the lower house of India's parliament. With its allies, the BJP was still projected to win a majority. The opposition India Alliance, led by the Congress Party, was projected to win more than 200 seats. The numbers contrast sharply with 2019, when the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance won 353 seats, 303 of which were backed by the BJP alone. This year's Lok Sabha election was the second longest since India's first election in 1951 and 52. The leaders of the group of seven, G7, have expressed solidarity for the comprehensive Israel's deal outlined by US President Joe Biden and call on Hamas to accept the deal. According to the ANI news agency, G7 leaders on Tuesday urged the countries with influence over Hamas to help ensure that it does so. The leaders reaffirmed their support for a credible pathway towards peace leading to a two-state solution. On Friday, U.S. President Biden announced that Israel has proposed a comprehensive new proposal that provides a roadmap to a ceasefire in the ongoing war with Hamas in Gaza and secures the release of all hostages held by the Hamas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province and Gandaki Province, along with the hill regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Similarly, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. ₹900 megawatt Arun Third hydropower project sees breakthrough of its tunnel. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says government prioritizes development of country's energy sector. Theoretical discussion on budget announced for next fiscal year concludes in National Assembly. Nepal playing its first match against Netherlands in men's T20 World Cup today. And vote countings of Lok Sabha election in India continue. Prime Minister Modi's party likely to fall short of majority. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.